It looks like a normal press conference. A hotel conference room on the IUPUI campus, cameras, a podium, a spokesperson.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you.
But in higher education politics, this is anything but a normal press conference. It's more like the announcement of a ceasefire in an ongoing political battle over tuition. IU President Michael McRobbie took the mic first.
In particular, I want to thank Indiana Higher Education Commissioner Teresa Levers for joining me on stage for this.
Consider what's happened just over the past few months between the Commission for Higher Education and Indiana University. In May, the commission recommended capping tuition increases at IU Bloomington and Purdue at 3.5%. Over the summer, though, IU hiked the cost to attend classes at its Bloomington campus by roughly 5.5%. Lubbers, not pleased. She even hinted the legislature would withhold funding for IU, as it did in 2009. On Monday, though, both sides seemed to attempt to put the past behind them.
We will lower summer semester tuition for Indiana residents by 25%.
Lubbers, who's a Republican, has called for more to be done to lower tuition statewide, but she called this plan a step in the right direction.
It begins with an acknowledgement that affordability is a key issue to our Hoosier students and finds a way to drive more cost savings to Hoosier students. It acknowledges that for many of them, they want and need the option of actually graduating in a more timely period.
The tuition discount isn't all political. University officials estimate it could cost the statewide system and save IU students a total of more than $11 million. McRobbie argues if the university maintains buildings and pays staff year-round, why not educate more students year-round?
What our goal is here is to incentivize students to take courses where we have capacity, and we have capacity over summer. And this is a problem that universities have wrestled with for years.
But politically, some state lawmakers think the summer tuition discounts could be really handy in the future. Bloomington Representative Peggy Welch says IU's biggest fear is that the General Assembly would consider a stricter cap on tuition. No more recommendations on how much or little increases can be, but absolute limits. She says she believes IU cut summer tuition for the right reasons.
But I'm sure there's also the thought of we need to please leadership in the Indiana General Assembly, because if we don't, they're going to impose those absolute caps, and we want to avoid that if possible.
It's a lot easier to calculate the political benefits of the plan for IU than it is to calculate the financial benefits for students. Across IUPUI's campus from the press conference, the game isn't politics, it's pool.
I don't think he has a major at all. I think he majors in pool.
Sophomore Ricky Rojas is unwinding with some friends in the student center. He's paying for school on his own, and he says he likes the idea of reducing tuition over the summer, but it's hard for him to say whether he'd take summer classes because of it. Rojas says he uses money he earns over the summer to cover his living expenses for the rest of the year.
Me and many of my friends, I mean, we work throughout the entire summer, you know, 40 hours a week to pay for school during the actual semester. Because we don't have a way to work and go to school and, you know, have our own life during the semester at all, really.
Rojas says he'd consider taking a partial load in the summer, but with his summer jobs, even $1,000 in tuition savings might not make a full load of summer classes worth his time. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.